This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. I'm so glad to be with you today on Wednesday, August the 5th. Today I'm talking on my podcast and my blog. I want to share with you what not to do. These are reflections of a music minister. And it can be reflections of anybody, a store owner, a store clerk, anybody. As I am nearing retirement from being a worship pastor, I've started doing some thinking. Of course, I've been doing thinking along the way, but I've been in full-time music ministry for 20 years plus. I've been in part-time and full-time work for over 38 years. I've learned a lot of things. I learned that I didn't do things always right. No one does. But I've tried to work well with others and do the best ministry I could wherever I was. Now, the following thoughts that I'm going to share with you today are, they're good for any type of leadership position. Say you're a pastor, or you're an associate, or you're a teacher, or you're a manager or a supervisor, or maybe just a parent. Any type of leadership position could learn something from this podcast today. Let me share with you a few things that I call what not to do, reflections of a music minister. When you hire someone or put a volunteer to work in your area of ministry at church or in your business, don't suddenly surprise them with this: the honeymoon is over. And don't tell them everything they've been doing wrong for the last 6 months. Give them guidelines and expectations along the way. You know, folks, this really happened to me. And what was shared with me from the senior pastor were things that I could have worked on and changed along the way in my first 6 months at this place, if only they'd been communicated to me. Yes, a pastor or manager should both expect and inspect your work, but they should also give you the ground rules and lay out a game plan for you to be successful. I do appreciate honesty from my bosses, my supervisors, senior pastors. But also, if you have expected something from me and I didn't know about it, shame on you. You should have told me along the way. And so I was told by this pastor that, Chuck, the honeymoon is over. Now, folks, I'd never heard that terminology in my life. Never. You know, it was a total shock to me. And then I was given a handwritten piece of paper that told me some things I needed to work on, some things I needed to stop, some things I needed to start. And again, from that point on, I was frustrated and really didn't want to stay at that place anymore. But a lot of that could have been resolved in the first 6 months if I'd have been communicated with and sat down with and said, hey, let's work on this area this week and try this and let's try that. But always help your people around you. Give them ground rules, lay out a game plan, and help them to be successful. My second thought about what not to do, reflections of a music minister, is this: do not meet with someone getting ready to go on the platform to sing or preach or minister 20 minutes beforehand and tell them everything they have done wrong recently and how disappointed you are with them. I did a revival in Houston, Texas. I was still at Gulf Coast Bible College, attending college there. I was a music major. The school got a call almost every year from this one particular Nazarene church. And it could have been any kind of church, but this happened to be a Nazarene church. And every year they looked for a promising young music minister to come over to their church and lead the music for their revival. So I was the one selected for this particular year. You know, I'm not sure if it was a week-long revival or just maybe Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm not sure. I can't remember. You know, I planned the hymns, and back then we sang a lot of hymns and not so many choruses. Choruses were still kind of a new thing back in 75 and 76. I also lined up some of my friends to come help me do the music, especially the special music. But also, I'd asked my friend Jewel to come and play the piano with me so I could direct from the pulpit, and she would play the piano. She was a really good piano player, too. And she would come over with my wife and I every night. And I might have played a song or two by myself on the piano, I'm not sure. But there was one friend I had come over. He was really a friend of a friend. And his name was Gary. He had a great voice. And he came and brought his own sound system with him, because that's the way he did it. And he sang with tracks, which were accompaniment tracks. And he sang two or three songs. But one, I remember, like, To God Be the Glory, you know, My Tribute by Andre Crouch. He sang that, and he had a great voice. But I hate to tell you, even I thought the PA system was a little bit too loud. Well, these people, bless their heart, they thought it was way too loud. So Gary's whole presentation was just too loud, and I couldn't stop him once he got started. I also had my friend Bruce, who drove up from Ingleside, Texas, and we worked on a few songs together. He came one night, and we did some specials, and he helped me lead some worship. I thought I had done a good job all week, but on the last night, the pastor and his deacons or his elders met with me in his study or in a classroom. They said, "Chuck, we want to give you your check, but we want you to know we are not happy with how you have handled this revival. We'll never have you back again and probably never ask GBC for more song leaders." Folks, I was shocked. They had handed me my check. We prayed, and I went out to the platform to try and lead worship. I was shot. I could have just gone home that moment. But I had a job to do, and so I did it. But I wanted to crawl in a hole. Folks, don't do this to people. Don't line them up and berate them and criticize them right before they're getting ready to go out and lead others into worship. That's not the right thing to do. Or if they're getting ready to teach a class, put it in any aspect that you're involved in. Don't tear into your people right before they're getting ready to do ministry for other people. If you need to meet with your pastor or your worship leader about something, please call the office and set up an appointment. Don't lie in wait until they are walking down the hallway to go lead worship on a Sunday morning. And don't wait until you catch the pastor heading toward the sanctuary door. Wait and do it at the right time. And that's all I have to say about that. But I was just shocked at this revival, how they blasted me right before I stepped onto the platform. All right, another thought about what not to do. Never straighten someone out during a rehearsal or in a group of people. Always take them aside and speak to them privately. There is no need to embarrass anyone in front of others. You see, I've seen this done in staff meetings. I've tried not to do it in my music rehearsals. I've probably failed, but I've tried not to do that to people. But I've seen it done in staff meetings where the senior pastor is not happy with something you did or something you did not do, and he talks to you in front of the whole staff. I don't think that's right, and so I think you shouldn't do that. But I will say this, the same pastor who I'm just talking about right now did offer apologies and even cried a few tears after he realized he made a mistake and he was possibly going to see his whole staff depart the city. Now, here are some things, let's end on a positive note, but here are some things that I think we should do. Put these on your to-do list when you've got something to do. Number one, care for each person you work with, supervise, manage, etc. Care for them. Think about them, pray for them, talk to them, encourage them. Have them over for dinner, take them out to lunch, whatever. There's several ways you can do that. Send them a card. Work on your communication skills every day. This is something we can all work on every day. Quickly admit when you have been wrong and ask for forgiveness. When I've made a mistake, and I've done several times in my life, recently even, I've had to say, "Hey, I'm sorry, I apologize." Compliment people in front of their family, friends, and coworkers. You know what? Even tonight, I was able to do that. I met some people tonight who I'd seen at church this past Sunday, and they were visiting their daughter, and her daughter was able to sing on Sunday and play the keyboard. And so I was talking to her mom and dad, and she wasn't there, but her husband was. And I just said, "You know what? Your daughter did such a great job Sunday singing and playing." And I said, "Didn't she do good?" And they were so happy. They were beaming. You know, so compliment your people in front of others. And try to acknowledge their presence in every setting. Now, you don't have to go up and hug everybody and sit by them and talk to them. And you've got people you've got to meet with, and you've got things you've got to do. But you can acknowledge them by looking at them with their eye. Make eye contact. Touch them on the shoulder and just let them know that you walk by them in the sanctuary or walk by them in the hallway. You know, sometimes we get so used to each other that we become rude because we don't say hello when passing each other in the hallway. And lastly, don't forget that your staff are people too. Your volunteers are people too. Your organization, the people under you, are people too. It's so easy to take each other for granted. Listen, people are your business. Take good care of them, and they'll take good care of you. I think it's interesting. Sometimes we'll run over people on the way to get to people. If you look at Jesus in the Bible, it says that in one story, he was on his way to help, I think, Jairus' daughter, who was sick. But on his way to heal this young lady, he was stopped by a woman who was very sick. He ministered to her right there in the midst of the crowd on his way to helping someone else. You know, he could have just walked over her and said, I don't have time for you. I've got to get somewhere. I've got to get to my appointment. I got to get to the people that I'm really supposed to be with. So don't run over people on the way to help people. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast today. I've certainly enjoyed being here with you. It's What Not to Do, Reflections of a Music Minister. You know, I'm just getting ready to wrap up my official career as a local church pastor. But I will be doing other things musically and preaching and teaching and sharing in all kind of capacities around the world. So I hope you've enjoyed some of this, and maybe we can learn together how to be better leaders with the people we have been assigned to. Okay? Until tomorrow, Chuck Whetstone. You've been listening to Chuck's Favorite Things, Inspiration and Motivation from Music, Movies, Memories, and More. We're brought to you today by StartCashback.com. Until tomorrow, bye-bye.